In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This is our first weekday of Advent, children, which means we mustn't forget the Advent promises that we've made, the little sacrifices we might be offering up, or extra prayers that we're saying. We want to get a good start on Advent, remember, because it is such a short season of the year, but it has a very important job to do, to prepare our hearts for the coming of our Savior. Advent means coming. So far we have had, I think, three Advent saints. Yesterday, St. Francis Xavier, he is the saint who was a great missionary. He preached in Asia, in India, and Japan, and converted many tens of thousands of people, baptized so many that sometimes at the end of the day, his right arm was sore. But he baptized and preached and converted people all day long, and then he would pray all night long. Today we have the feast day of St. Peter Chrysologus and St. Barbara, saints who, when we first look at them, might seem quite different. Peter was a great preacher and an archbishop, and St. Barbara was one of the early martyrs of our faith. But they are Advent saints, both of them. St. Peter Chrysologus was chosen by our Lord to be bishop of his city of Ravenna. Someone else was chosen for the job, but then our Lord sent some saints to tell the Pope, no, not that man, but Peter. He's the one who's to be the new archbishop. So he was chosen instead, and as a preacher, he was so popular that they gave him the nickname of Golden Word, because all of the words that he said in the pulpit were golden. And he didn't preach a long time, but he preached always with such enthusiasm that the people loved to listen to this. He lost his voice when he was preaching, and he couldn't speak anymore. And all of the people got very upset. Instead of thinking a short saint, they heard their prayer, and his sermon was able to be finished. St. Peter is famous for saying that if you play around with the devil, you cannot rejoice with Christ,
which is a good thing for us to think of at Advent, but really throughout the year. Our other saint today is St. Barbara. You see her picture there, and her statue is on the altar. She's symbolized by a tower with three windows in it. This is her story, that she was a very beautiful princess, St. Barbara was. Her father was a pagan nobleman. He was going away on a trip, and he didn't want her to get married to anyone, so he locked her up in a tower. The tower had two windows in it from which she could peer out. Well, St. Barbara became a Christian because she was able, through the two windows that were there, to talk to a passing priest and learn about our Lord. To profess her faith in the Blessed Trinity, she made a third window in the tower. And just so no one would mistake what was going on, she put a cross in her bathroom, and she broke up and destroyed all of the silver and golden idols that her father had worshipped. When her father came back, he was so angry with her that he would have killed her with his bare hands had he not been restrained. But he dragged St. Barbara off to the judge and denounced her and offered to execute her, imagine, his own daughter, himself. And the judge said, well, good, that's a nice thing to do. Why don't you just go ahead and we'll sentence her to death and you can be the executioner. So when he was just about ready to do that, which would have been a horrible, horrible sin, there was thunder and lightning from the sky, and God struck him dead, so he could not commit such a terrible sin. And instead, St. Barbara was dispatched, as so many saints were, with the sword. And so she is a well-known saint today. She's a saint to whom we pray for the grace of seeing a priest before we die, the last sacraments. And St. Stanislaus Koska, who was one of the patron saints of young people, remember he was with his brother, and he was a student in Vienna, and they were staying at the house of some Lutherans who were very mean and very anti-Catholic, and Saint Stanislauska very, very sick and was afraid he would die, and neither his brother nor the Lutherans would call a priest for him. So he called on Saint Barbara for her help, and Saint Barbara appeared to him with some angels who took care of all the sacraments for him. So that's a good explanation of why we pray to Saint Barbara for the grace of seeing a priest before we die. These are Advent saints that we're having this week, children. They show us about how to bring about the kingdom of God. I have some S's, and if you keep the S's in mind today, you could be a saint for Advent too. And the first of these is speech. What you say, remember, is a short sermon. And if you say something mean or disrespectful or spiteful, you're giving the devil's sermon, aren't you? And we mustn't ever do that. The priest, however, who gives the sermon, is saying something of the Word of God. And so you must always pray, as those people did, that he can give a sermon and give a good sermon, and everybody can get something out of it. The second S is silence. However could you listen to someone who's speaking if you were talking yourself? So you must always be careful, not only in church when the bishop is looking right at you, to sit up straight and listen quietly and not say anything, but I mean all day long if someone else is speaking, it's some kind of a sermon too, in a sense. So you must always listen. That's the second S that we want to keep in mind. And then another S that occurs to me would be that of sacrifice. That's St. Barbara. That she offered up the sacrifice of her life to defend her holy Catholic faith. Those are some things that we can, all of us, do during Advent. Be careful about the silence when we should be quiet, and pray for those who must speak, that they always will speak well and help others to get holy that way. And all of us to offer up our little sacrifices, so that if a big sacrifice were to come, we would be ready to receive that grace and offer that up. That way the kingdom of God will be coming through us this Advent. Now let's kneel down and we'll say a prayer to St. Barbara.